promising young man. This is his sixth appearance, all in starting role. He has one shutout, which was against the Red Sox up at Fenway Park. And that is a tough ball toss to put the shutout in because of a short left field fence. Last time that Salomar pitched, he gave up two runs. Only one was earned. But that was the ball game that Buster Narum of the Senators shut the Yankees out in. And so that is Salomar's only loss. He pitched 8 innings in that and gave up one run. And you can't find any fault about that. He has gone at least 8 innings in each of his 4 ball games. Yankees brought him up from Richmond on August the 11th. And down there, he was 13-3. Dolan Jones, left-hand batter, first up, and takes the first pitch low, ball one. Jones up there hitting a 241. He sits safely in his last 9 games. He's a very promising young prospect. Salomar's second pitch is good. It doesn't need to strike. For those of you who haven't seen Salomar pitch, he isn't what you would say is an overpowering fastball pitcher. But the fastball has a natural sink on it, as it did then, strike two swings. He is the type of pitcher, as they say, who keeps his infield busy. They'll have ground balls to pick up. Gets a good curve. He is an all-round athlete. Delivers as his ground ball hits slowly down to second. It's a tough chance for Gonzalez to throw. In time. Ooh. We had to wait on Hurley, and I think he had to wait. Mr. Hurley had to listen as well as look on that one. It was that close. Umpires at first base depend a great deal on the sound of the ball going into the first baseman's mitt and the sound of the runner's foot hitting the bag. And Hurley was pulling out all the stops on that play. It was that close. So Jones is out. Nice play by Gonzalez. Let's not forget that. And now we have Felix Mantilla. Takes a pitch low outside. Ball one. Mantilla hitting at 256. He hits the damaging blow in the Friday night game. Salomar comes down as the curve swung on and missed 1-1. What Salomar does is it's a very simple rhythm. Very graceful. But he holds his hand just at the belt line, takes the sign, immediately goes right up into a smooth pump and delivers. Inside, close to the hand, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Flash is catching. We haven't asked Yogi whether there's any significance or not, but every time Salomar has started, Blanchard has been back of the plate. Which I know how, I caught both of them yesterday, last night. This is inside, ball three. There was a lot of baseball fitness that was transacted out here last evening. So much so that neither boss has had batting practice today. They just took infield and started off. Salomar behind, 3-1. And see you up. Takes the curve over for strike two. Howard getting into the right hand. The Yankees have 3 of their regulars out. Richardson, Trubeck, Maris. 3-2 pitch, curve, grounded down to third. Boyer up with it. Over to first, keep up going in plenty of time. Two up, two down. Now we have Carl Yastrzemski, who's been hitting well in this series. Had a home run, first game last night. Hitting a 292. Yastrzemski won the batting championship last year and then got off to a woeful start this season, hasn't been able to quite catch up. Swings of the ground ball wide at first. He is into right field for a base hit. And Yastrzemski's on. A single to right. Well, he's closing in on the 300 mark, that's for sure. This is the first base hit. Yastrzemski was a very young ball player when he won that batting championship. He was born 1939. He started pro ball in 59. Last year was his third year in the major leagues. Of course, the youngest fellow to ever win it is Kaline of the Tigers. Pitch short, pitch a third ball low, ball one. Kaline never played an inning in the minors. He just walked right into it. Short has had a very strong series. He's hitting 269. Swings with a ground ball to deep short. Lenz is up, goes a short way to second for the fourth on the run up in first. Lenz, two second baseman Gonzalez. No runs. One hit, one left. So the score at the end of half an inning. The Red Sox, nothing, and the Yankees coming to bat.
Valentine beer, Valentine beer. Summertime, the thirsty time. Don't run out of old Valentine. Look for the toast of old sign. And toast home plenty. But toast them home plenty, Valentine. Summertime's a thirsty time. Don't run out of cold Valentine. Look for the totem pole sign. A totem plenty. A totem home plenty, Valentine beer. Totem home plenty, Valentine.
Nothing turns your thirst to a smile faster than a cold, crisp Valentine. So it's wise to keep plenty on ice. Next time you shop, look for the Valentine totem pole sign. It's a reminder to tote home plenty of Valentine. Tote home plenty Valentine beer and get a smile every time.
Been a regular infielder this year. He's been that short these days now with Kubek out with a bad hip. Then Gonzalez, then Fresh. Bob Hepton on the mound. Won six, lost five this season. Paul right-handed delivers and has a base hit inside third down the left field corner. And Lind is right on around to second base. Mantilla comes up with the ball and the throw goes to third. And it is a double for Lind on the first pitch. Boom. First started filling in on a regular basis, he was hitting under 200. He went up there before he got that hit at 260. So, Lenz, who likes to scamper, base hit, start things off for all the Yankees. There's Pedro Gonzalez, hitting 297. Swings at the first pitch and hits it out in the short right field. It's in for a base hit. And it gets away from Thomas. Here's Lynn coming in to score. Gonzalez is on his way to third. It's going to be a triple. And it's an overthrow, and he comes in to score. The ball is thrown so high that he went into the third base stand. Quick run. A double on the first pitch to Lynn. Gonzalez triples on the first pitch to him. And this scores Lynn. The second baseman relaying the right fielder's throw. Threw it so high over third that it went right on into the sand. Not even on the bounce. No way in the world to stop that one. So there was no way to stop Gonzalez. And the Yankees have got two in the bank. That is a triple for Gonzalez and an error for the second baseman. John Fresh, quick hitter batting left-handed, gets in. They gang up on him around toward right. Fresh hitting at 255. Takes the first pitch, which is low inside. Ball one. Boy, this just happened in a hurry. They foul back. Right on the screen. Two runs, two hits, no errors. Red Sox, no runs, one hit, one error. Down foul outside of first. And it's two strikes to Fresh. White Sox game at Baltimore will not start for about another 20 minutes. Big walk down there at 2 o'clock. The new Sunday starting time at the stadium this year, 1:30. Kessner delivers, and it's over for a call. Strike three. Trips the inside corner. And Tom is unhappy about it. Slowly walks away. And here's the big fella, Mantle, hitting his 3-10. Bob Hefner is tall, as it's called, he's 6'4", 205 pounds. He started out in the Red Sox organization in 67. And then the Reds drafted him in 62. Drafted him off the Seattle club. That was a high foul. Close to the third base stand and out of play for a strike. But then after Cincinnati had a look at him at spring training camp, they returned him to Seattle. And suddenly Hefner seemed to find himself, and the Red Sox brought him in last year. Well, the Yankees couldn't have gotten two runs any quicker than they got them today. You know, at the start of an inning, especially a new young pitcher, I like to sit down and try and tell you where he's from and how tall he is. I didn't get the chance to go with his fourth hitter. Okay, 2-0 New York. Mantle hits the ground ball too short. The two up with it. The long throw is in time for the out. Now we have two down. And here is Joe Pepitone, who tore the place apart last night. Three home runs and all of them big shots. Drove in 8 runs. He had a grand slammer, one with two on, and then a last one, the base was empty. That was a big sweep for the Yankees. Different feeling in the clubhouse today. Outfield around toward right on top of zone, left hand hitter. Batting 249. It's pitch for a strike. Nothing in one. The ball is one strike. Infield swung around toward first. We had Jimmy Gleason coaching at first in New York. Frank Frazetti at third. Time is called. Moment. But the pitcher didn't see it. Pitch. Pepitone didn't see it. Swung. Fouled it off. But it is no pitch. Time is called by the first base umpire, Hurley. You know, you always think in a situation like this, when a base umpire has called time and the pitcher still pitches and the batter swings, throws the batter, hits it into the sand, what's going to happen? Not a thing. Somebody's going to be aggrieved, of course. Now the defense goes even more toward right on Pepitone. One strike against Joe. Paul, young right-hander, Bob Hefner delivers outside and it is ball one. One and one. We have two outs. The Yankees have two runs in. Up turn and over closed stand. Cuts to the ground ball to first baseman Stewart, who makes the put out on a sister. Still, after two quick hits and two quick runs, we had three quick outs. And it is two runs, three hits. Two hits. We're looking at the triple. Two runs, two hits, and one error. And the score at the end of the first inning, the last meeting of these two clubs this year, the Yankees 2 and the Red Sox nothing. Got a big road trip coming up. The Yankees are moving to Los Angeles, then to Kansas City, then to Minnesota. Then to Detroit. And every time the Yankees go to one of these places, that's their last time this year. The schedule for this afternoon in the Major League has the White Sox to Baltimore. It'll be starting in 15 minutes. And we'll have a bulletin for you. Washington at Minnesota. Cleveland, which has won its last eight, is down for a doubleheader at Kansas City. Detroit is at Los Angeles. In the National League, the match with Chicago, Philadelphia at Pittsburgh, Houston at Cincinnati for a doubleheader, and San Francisco at Milwaukee for a doubleheader. Los Angeles and St. Louis for one. Yankees leading 2-0 in Lee Thomas. First up against Stottlemyre in the second inning. That's ten batter. Pitch to pitch low. Ball one. Thomas takes a strike. He's hitting 257. Came up originally in the Yankee organization. And here's the first news from Baltimore, the starting pitcher. Stottlemyre delivers, low, balls it. It'll be Joel Holland for Chicago and the veteran Robin Roberts for Baltimore. Two-one delivery, swung on by Fred back to the mound, one hop. Stottlemyre pitches, goes to first with the throw, and Thomas is out. One up, one away. We were talking just now about this young pitcher for Red Sox, Hefner, that the Reds drafted and then decided they didn't want him. And he turned him to Seattle. Well, the Yankees had Roberts two springs ago and released him. He never pitched an inning for New York, and you know what he's done for the Orioles. And here he is starting in this big one today. Pitches low outside. Ball one. And of course, this is a truly big game. And of course, as the thing goes along, they are getting bigger and bigger. For example, the White Sox today, they've almost got to win this one to stay alive. There's a line drive hit out into center, right to Maddox. And Maradona's out. And of course, for the Orioles, if they want to start pulling away, well, this is a must win for them. And this is a must game for the Yankees. They've got to win here in order to gain on somebody and not lose on anybody. Boy, this thing is coming from behind, especially with two clubs ahead of it, is something. Particularly when you are not going to play your adversary. I don't recall a September like that in the country. There is Ed Brissot taking the first pitch too low. Ball one. Right hand hitting shortstop. Brissot hitting at 296. I was congratulating him yesterday on an interview. There's a ground ball hit into left field. What a boy's love, and the two is on at first and stops with a single. I congratulated him on hitting 300, on leading the majors right now in doubles. And you know what he said? He said, well, you ought to close the season out right now. There are singles to left. This is the second hit for the Red Sox. Merrill Stottlemyre on the mound. Delivers an error. There's another base hit into left field. Hit by catcher Bob Tillman. A line drive. The lead runner produced off the second. And this gets up now the pitcher. So Tillman cracked the line drive. Before we could tell you, he was up there hitting 289. A lot of first ball hitting today on both sides. Bob Hefner hitting 147. He has five hits and 34 trips. Stottlemyre pitches him over for a strike. T-O-double-T-L-E-M-Y-R-E. Serve on the outside. Ball one. When Yogi was making out his batting order, the first time that Stottlemyre was going to start, there were about six or seven writers standing in the room. And Yogi came down to the pitcher's name, and he said, I'm going to start Stottlemyre. How do you fellas spell his name? And nobody said, spell it exactly right. Serve ball is over. Strike two. So it is Stottlemyre. 3-1. 1-0 over the Red Sox. There's the pitcher swinging and missing for strike three. Finish with that stat. No runs, two hits. Two left. Singles coming with two out. And the score at the end of an inning and a half remains. The Yankees 2 and the Red Sox nothing. Look for special totem pole display and put home 20 Valentine beer and shelf open cans. Get them in the handy plastic six pack. Johnny Blanchard will be pushed up for the Yankees. Last of the second inning. Blanchard hitting 232. Big strong left hand batter. It's almost a mortal sense to pull the right until they gang up on him. They've got five fellows over there in right field. Pitch is low inside. Ball one. Two nothing favor New York. Ah, there's a bulletin up on the scoreboard. Welcome Armed Forces Radio, carrying today's game overseas. They're far back. One and one. One and one. First batter up, last of the second. Kepner, tall right-handed, delivers the curve, and there it is, the ground ball to the second baseman, who juggles, recovers, throws, in plenty of time, and Blanchard is up. Let's see. We got some information from Baltimore. We came in from Western Union. The temperature is 88 degrees. We estimate the crowd right now at 30,000. And the White Sox lineup is McCaw in left, Weiss at second, Ward Robinson in right, Pete Ward at third, Bill Scourin at first, Gene Stevens in center, Ron Hansen at short, and J.C. Martin catching with Joel Hall on pitching. Record of 9-8. Hector Lopez is the batter now for New York. And hit outside the ball one. I'll run down the Baltimore batting order for you just a second. Let's get this pitch now. Lopez, right-hand hitter. Hitting 262. Swings and hits a high fly ball into right center field. Center field, the fence is moved under it. Takes it, and we have two down. For the Orioles, Russ Madden. He's back off the disabled list. He's in left. Aparicio is at short. Steven at first. Brooks Robinson at third. Sam Bowen, who's been a real star, in right field. Earl Robinson in center. Charlie Lau will catch it. Gary Adair at second. And Robin Roberts is the pitcher, with a record of 11-5. Here's Boyer, right-handed batter, in the 208, taking no outside ball one. The umpire's down at Baltimore. Runge is at the plate, Stewart at first. Onachek is at second, and Smith is at third. Boyer gets the ground ball to Malzahn at third. There is the throw over. Driving across the diamond to Stewart for the third out. Yankees go down in order. And the score at the end of two innings, and this is a single game, the Yankees 2 and the Red Sox nothing.
Now, if you're looking for flavor in a filter cigarette, let me tell you, the one to get. Just grab your pipe, you're pretty as you please, dance right up, and ask the man for Winston, please, because Winston tastes good, like a... You know what should? do I make myself understood?
Yes, if you're looking for good, the main selection for cigarettes is made to Winston. I'll play brand and a sell for cigarettes is made to Winston. He's what Winston is, my God.
Winston is the filler cigarette with flavor, the best flavor in filter smoking. Only Winston gives you both a modern filter and filter blend up front. Next pack, make it flavor, make it Winston, America's largest selling filter cigarette.
Winston, cigarette,
change to Winston.
Coming up, and so is a pause for station identification.
This is 1460 Radio, your home of Champion Station in Albany, New York, WOKO.
Mel Stottlemyre makes the first pitch of the third inning to Dalton Jones, right through there for a strike. Jones is thrown out on the slow roll-up. Second baseman Gonzalez to Pepitone. Right hander's back, and on the outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Yankees ahead 2-0. Stottlemyre pitches low and away, ball two. The Yankees have a rough road trip coming up, and they'll be back at the big ballpark Friday night, September the 11th. Saturday, September 12th, and Sunday afternoon for single game, September 13th. Pitches high and outside, ball three. And that series will be with the fellows who can hurt you. The Harmon Killebrew and Company, the Twins. And I know without talking to Sam Mealy that one of those pitchers is going to be Pasquale. And I expect Jim Grant will be another one. And maybe the third one. Ball four on the outside. The Jones walk. First ball given up by Stottlemyre. Yankees leading 2-0. And here is Felix Mantilla. And that third Milwaukee pitcher might just be Stigman. You name those three. If I get to stadium September 11th, 12th, and 13th, you might not be far off. Too long. All right. And see ya. Thrown out from third. First inning. Right hand batter. Infield and double play depth. The Yankees leading by two runs. Swings and hits a high foul back on the screen. One and one. They're just about ready to go at Baltimore with Fallen pitted against Rodda. Stottlemyre ready to work on the 1-1 count, delivers, and as the ground ball hits the short, maybe two, lands over to Gonzalez on the first, easy double play. Daylight, both ends. Two down. Up comes Jastrzemski, who singled the right in the first inning. In the National League, Short will start for Philadelphia, Pittsburgh against Beal. In the first of a doubleheader at Cincinnati, it will be Bruce for Houston and Perky for the Reds. Jastrzemski takes outside, ball one. San Francisco playing two at Milwaukee, is starting Bolin in the first game. And Milwaukee is countering with Frank Larry. Miller for the Dodgers at St. Louis against Simmons. Pitch is wide. Ball two. Two out. Has been hitting well in this series. swings and fouls it in the left field stand. That was a tough blow for New York right now with Maris coming up with a sprain in the lower part of his back when he pushed it on a fly late in the second game last night. He had six hits from a doubleheader. And of course, as you know, he plays right field beautifully. Stoudemire delivers high outside, all three. The scoreboard bulletin, Kubek out with bruised right hip, Maris, back strain. Of course, nobody can tell you exactly when he'll be back. One pitch, swung on, foul back. Four count. Richardson missed the doubleheader last night. He's out today. What they call a 24-hour virus. We can be more specific about when he'll return. All right, Stoudemire facing Yastrzemski. Right-handed delivers, and Yastrzemski fouls it right down by his feet. Yastrzemski is very quick. He has a little preliminary pattern of getting ready. He sets the rear foot, then the forward foot, leans over, touches the plate twice. Pumped that bat a couple of times and tops it up back of his left ear. Pumps it again. Swings in at the ground ball to second baseman Gonzalez. Pedro throws in plenty of time. Yastrzemski is up. So thanks to the DT. 1-2-3. And of course, the end of 2.5. The Yankees, 2, and the Red Sox, nothing.
You wrap your hand around an icy cold glass of it.
Valentine's beer, Valentine's beer.
You taste it, crisp, clean, refreshing.
Valentine's beer, Valentine's beer.
Won't fill you up, won't let you down.
You get a smile every time with Valentine's. Won't fill you up, won't let you down.
Of the third inning, Stoudemire will be first up in the top of the list, Lenz and Gonzalez. Stoudemire has 2 hits out of 11 trips. The book on him is that he is a good hitting pitcher, a good all-around athlete. Remember in his first major league game, on his first major league at-bat, on the first pitch he got a base hit. Right-handed batter, right-hander Bob Hefner for Boston pitches inside, too tight, ball one. Hefner 6'4", 205 pounds. Puts it right back in there, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Right-handed delivers, too low, ball two. Two and one. That's the work, and Stoudemire swings, and there's a high looper at the short left center field that may be trouble. For two, strike takes it over to call the count. We knew it was going to be a difficult play. That's little dead spot right there in left center field, deep behind the shortstop, and gets too short for either the left fielder or the center fielder. And it is a base hit. Brissou almost made a spectacular over-the-shoulder catch. He did touch the ball, but he couldn't hold it. And Spora said, that's a hit for me as well as for Salomon. Also, I'd say that Brissou is satisfied because you've got an error on that play. Now we have Phil Lynn's up, bluffing a bunt, taking a call strike. So Salomon has come up with his third major league hit. Nothing. Favor the Yankees. Lynn's a set to bunt. Cook the pitcher to go outside. One and one. Red Sox are playing for the bunt. Lynn's is now studying Frizzetti. See if Yogi has switched. And the bunt is on. And bunted it across the first base line foul. Bunted the curve. In the first inning down at Baltimore, the leadoff hitter McCraw was struck out. Al Weiss climbed to left field. And Floyd Robinson was thrown out. Second to first, so there's nothing across for the White Sox as they start off. Now the Orioles are back. One ball, two strikes to Lynn, close to that, and takes a low curve. Infield is now back in double play depth. Two pitch, curve swung on, and hit to Malzahn on the fly, who goes to first and double Salomon. There was a low line drive. Salomon only took about three steps or a second, but that was just two steps too many. Malzahn grabbed the ball just before it hit the dirt, fired over to Stewart, and it's a double play there. There's Gonzalez, who tripled in the right field corner in the first inning. And that hit got Pedro over the 300 mark. There's a high fly out to left. And Tia waiting. Makes the catch. Back on the running track. So that's that. No run, one hit. And the totals at the end of three. Last meeting of the two teams this year. The Yankees, two runs, three hits, no error. Red Sox.
The next portion of this game will be brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the clean carburetor gasoline.
Now we've got the young man here, Mr. Phil Rizzuto. Phil, move in and come along. All right, Red. See what's going on in the rest of the American League and the National League. I don't know whether you heard the announcement, but the White Sox failed to score in the top of the first inning. Baltimore batting is Portland against Roberts. Single game down in Baltimore. Washington at Minnesota. Cleveland at Kansas City, a doubleheader, and Detroit at Los Angeles all late to start. In the National League, the Mets play the Cubs in Chicago, a single game late to start. Philadelphia at Pittsburgh, it'll be Short against Deal. Houston at Cincinnati for a pair. In the first game, Bruce against Perky. San Francisco playing Milwaukee, a doubleheader. Bolden against Larry. And the Dodgers and the Cardinals, Larry Miller for Los Angeles and Kurt Simmons for the Cardinals. So we'll have plenty of scores a little later on. This is the final meeting of the year between the Red Sox and the Yankees. The Red Sox hold the season edge right now. 9-8. Play each other only 18 times now with the 10 teams in the league. Used to be 22 times. Nick Stewart bounced out to the shortstop his first time up. Leads off for the Red Sox here in the top of the fourth. The Yankees leading 2-0. Stewart batting 268. Mel Stottlemyre into the short windup. His pitch is low. Ball one. Del Halla calling balls and strikes. Ed Hurley at first, Sam Carrigan at second, and John Flaherty at third. Next pitch to Stewart, a curve foul. It hit the plate and bounced up and hit Stewart on the right hip. 1-1 to count. Yankees have Stretch in left, Mantle in center, and Lopez in right. Roger Maris, who was injured slightly in the second game last night and had to leave, still got three base hits in that second game, but he's not starting today. And in the infield is Boyle, Lynn, Gonzalez, and Pepitone. Kubek still out with his bad right hip, and Richardson had a touch of the virus yesterday. Blanchard catching this game. There's a curve full foul outside of third. One ball and two strikes. On deck, Lee Thomas. Sotomayor gets the sign from Blanchard. His curve is just inside, 2-2. Yankees right now are four games behind Baltimore. 2.5 behind the White Sox, who are in second place. Yankees are even in the loss column with the White Sox, though. As the ground ball hits the short, Lynn has it. Fires to Pepitone, it's one out. That was really a grass cutter. It stayed right on the ground all the way till it got to Lynn. And those are tough ground balls to handle. Brings up Lee Thomas. Hit back to the boxes first time up. Thomas batting 256. On deck, Frank Malzone. Sotomayor's first pitch to the left-hander is low, ball one. Real good day for this ball game. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, strike one, one on it. Sotomayor took a little bit off that pitch. Youngster has pitched three beautiful ball games. In fact, four beautiful ball games. Even the one he lost was a real fine effort. Low with the curve, two balls and a strike. Sotomayor has won three and lost one. One of his wins against these Red Sox when he shut them out in Fenway Park. That's a tough part to shut anybody out in. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Low ball three. Yankees picked up two quick runs in the first inning. Double by Lynn, a triple by Gonzalez. Throwing error by Dalton Jones. 3-1 pitch, a foul to the right of the plate. Full count, 3-2. The payoff pitch to Lee Thomas. Here it is, and it's a curve hit on the ground at second base. Gonzalez on a big hop. Flips to Pepitone, and it's two out. And again, Sotomayor has the opponent hitting that ball in the ground most of the time. Brings up Malzone, who lined to center field in the second inning. Frank batting 261. Failed to score in the bottom of the first inning, so it's nothing at the end of one. There's a foul back in the upper deck out of play. Baltimore failed to score in the bottom of the first inning, so it's nothing at the end of one. There's a foul back in the upper deck out of play. Russ Snyder struck out. Aparicio rounded out. Weiss to Scowen, and Steven was called out on strike. Strike on Malzone. Sotomayor's pitch, ground ball, hits to short. Lynn's on the big hop, has it. Fires overhand to Pepitone for the out. So it's three up and three down here in the top of the fourth, and the score at the end of 3.5. The Yankees 2 and the Red Sox nothing.
Smart shoppers have always said, choose the one that's guaranteed. Now smart drivers are saying it too. They mean Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that's guaranteed to clean your carburetor as you drive and keep it clean. A clean carburetor can mean the difference between smooth, economical engine performance and the rough, idling, wasted gasoline and stalling that may result from deposits in the throttle plate area of your carburetor. Atlantic Imperial gasoline is guaranteed to dissolve those deposits and wash them harmlessly away. See what Atlantic Imperial can do for your car's performance. Register with your Atlantic dealer. Then, after using 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial, your carburetor will be clean, or Atlantic will pay to have it clean, according to a liberal payment schedule. Be a smart shopper and a smart driver. Choose the one that's guaranteed. Atlantic Imperial, the clean carburetor gasoline.
Yankees' Tommy Tresh leads off. Tresh was called out on strike. His first time at bat. Tommy batting 254. Tresh batting left-handed against the right-hander Bob Heffner. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Here's the windup. The pitch is a curve in there. Strike one call. Heffner has won 6, lost 5 this year. 2 of his 6 wins over the Yankees. He has lost to them once this year. That's his lifetime record against New York. One strike pitch, hit on the ground at second base. Dalton Jones in on the short hop, flips to Stewart in time. It's one out. And here comes Mickey Mantle. Bounced out to the shortstop in the first inning. Mick batting 309. Hits the Mantle. Outside. Ball one. Tony Oliva still leading the American League in batting with a 331 average. Mickey Mantle in second place. Floyd Robinson. Now that's Brooks Robinson is in third place. There's a strike to Mantle. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Nobody on. Bottom of the fourth. The Yankees lead 2-0. Heffner's pitch is in the dirt. 2 balls and a strike. On deck, Joe Pepitone. Heffner's 2-1 delivery is a foul back on the screen. Big right-hander is keeping that ball away from Mantle. Mickey has 28 homers and 86 runs batted in. All right, Heffner checks the sign from Tillman. The 2-2 delivery, swing and a miss, strike three. He threw the fastball right by Mickey. Strikeout for Heffner. Here's Pepitone. Joe bounced to first base his first time up, batting 248. Pepitone had 8 RBIs in that doubleheader last night. Now has 79 on the year. Also had 3 home runs, giving him 20 on the year. On deck, Johnny Blanchard. Pitch to Pepitone. Foul back on the screen. Strike one. short windup delivery. The pitch is low. 1-1. Delivers a ground ball, hit to first base, backhanded by Stewart, leaps in the air, throws, what a play, but he's safe at first. It would have been an easy play for Dalton Jones, but just Stewart caught in front of Jones, backhanded the ball, leaps high in the air like a quarterback throwing a pass off balance, and his throw pulled Bob Hutner off the bag. It's a base hit for Peppercar. An infield single. Make a good picture in the paper if somebody got Stewart in midair. But it will not make Johnny Pesci too happy. The White Sox failed to score in the top of the second inning. At the end of an inning and a half, it's the White Sox nothing, the Orioles nothing. Here's Johnny Blanchard. Pepitone leads away. The pitch popped in the air near the Yankee dugout. Tillman and Stewart over. And it hits on top of the Yankee dugout and goes into the crowd. Neither Stewart nor Tillman could reach it. It's strike one to Blanchard. Johnny bounced to second base in the second inning. He's batting 231. Pepitone is first with two outs. Yankees two, Red Sox nothing in the bottom of the fourth. On deck, Hector Lopez. The stretch. Hits to Blanchard. A curve low and inside. 1-1. They are overshifting on Johnny Blanchard on the infield. Eddie Brasseau is to the first base side at second base. Dalton Jones in the hole at second. Lee Thomas is guarding the right field line on Blanchard. Hefner set. His pitch. Oh, there's one. It's gone. He really hit that one. Johnny Blanchard hits a two-run homer. There's no defense against that long ball, that's for sure. Blanchard gets his sixth home run of the year. His second against the Red Sox. The Yankees lead 4-0 here in the bottom of the fourth with two out in the batter, Hector Lopez. Hector flying out to center field his first time at bat, hitting 261. Yankees in that doubleheader last night and so far in this game today have been able to take advantage of the scoring opportunity. Lopez takes the pitch high, ball one. Deck Lee Boyle. 1-0 pitch. Hit down the right field line. Lee Thomas going back. Going back, and he can't get it. It's a home run for Lopez. As Lee Thomas leaps in the air, hit the wall with his body, but couldn't reach it. And back-to-back homers by Blanchard and Lopez. Lopez coming up with his 10th home run of the year and his first against Red Sox pitching this year. That brings up Cleve Boyle, who bounced to third base in the second inning. Boyle batting 207. All three runs coming after two are out. And the Yankees getting a break on Pepitone's slow ground ball between first and second. The pitch to Boyle. Ground ball hits the third. Mal Zone on the big hop. Throws to Stewart in time for the out. For the Yankees in the bottom of the fourth, three runs on three hits. No Red Sox errors, nobody left. At the end of four, it's the Yankees 5 and the Red Sox nothing. Remember, tickets for all 1964 Yankee home games are on sale now. You can buy tickets over the counter at the Yankee Stadium Advance Ticket Office. Open daily, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and also until after the completion of all night games. There's plenty of free parking while you do your quick ticket shopping. Tickets also on sale at the Yankees' convenient Midtown ticket office on the mezzanine of Grand Central Terminal, overlooking the main information booth. The Grand Central ticket office is open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Box and reserve seat reservations also are available at all Strass restaurants in the greater New York area. You can order now by mail, send your order to the ticket manager, New York Yankees, Yankee Stadium, Bronx, New York, 10451. Close your check a money order and include your own name and address. Box seats, 350, reserve seats, 250, all tax included. Please add 25 cents to your total order to cover mailing charges. Eddie Basu, who singled his first time up, leads off here in the top of the fifth inning with the Yankees leading 5-0. Basu batting 298. Bottlemeyer's first pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. On deck, Bob Tillman. Pursue is low inside, 1-1. The Orioles fail to score in the bottom of the second. And now at the end of two complete innings, it's the White Sox nothing and the Orioles nothing. Man, they knocked those two innings off in a hurry. 1-1 pitch, ground ball off Stottlemyre's chin. He runs over, picks it up, throws to first. It will not be in time. He never did throw to first. And that's a base hit for Pursue. A hard hit ground ball. Stottlemyre could not get his glove up in time, and it seemed to bounce off Stottlemyre's either chest or hip and bounded over towards third base. He reached over, picked it up, shot it, and then held up. It's an infield single for Eddie Basu, his second base hit of the ball game, and once again, that'll bring Basu near the 300 mark, where he's been just about all year. Here's Bob Tillman, single to left field in the second inning. Tillman batting 291. On deck is Al Smith, a pinch hitter. The first pitch to Tillman. A curve is outside. Ball one. Tillman now wants the rag with a little pine tar and rosin. Kind of a warm day, and you need a little sticky stuff to weigh up this fire on a day like this. Give you a good grip on that bat. Basu is at first with no one out. The Yankees leading 5-0 in the top of the fifth. Stottlemyre set. His pitch fouled back to the screen, 1-1. Basu right now is batting 299. He's had a fine year, has 142 base hits, leads the major leagues in doubles with 35. Also has 13 homers and 50 runs batted it. 1-1 pitch fouled in back of the plate, strike two. Pepitone not holding Basu real tight to the bag, playing in back of him. The Yankees leading by 5 runs. There's not much chance of Basu trying to steal the base. There's the pitch, a curve, swing and a miss, strike three. Good curveball by Stottlemyre, his second strikeout. That brings up Al Smith batting for Bob Heppner. Heppner was up once and struck out. Smitty is pinch hitting for the fourth time. In this series, he is 2-for-3 in a pinch hitting role, batting 158, one double, one triple, 4 homers, and 9 runs batted in. A right-hand batter. At the infield and double play depth. Pitch to Smith, is low ball one. One man out in the top of the fifth inning. On deck, Dalton Jones. Stottlemyre set. His pitch, check swing, it's in there, 1-1. Right hand is set. He changes up his line to left field and in for a base hit. Bounces
bounces into the stands for a ground roll double. So Al Smith gets his third pinch hit in this series. A double to left field. He hit that like a bullet. That's the fifth hit for the Red Sox. Yankees had six to go with their five runs. Here's Dalton Jones. Bounced to second and walked. He's batting 240. Jones has a nine-game hitting streak on. Infield playing back with a left hand hitting Jones up there. Takes the pitch outside. Ball one. On deck, Felix Mancia. Stottlemyre into the windup. Pitch hit on the ground. It's short. Lynn's up with it. Goes to first base as a run scores. There's two outs. Brasseau scores and it makes it a 5-1 ball game. Holding his second with Smith. Jones gets credit for a run batted in. Scoring Eddie Brasseau. And now with two out and a runner at second, the batter is Felix Mancia. Bounced to third and hit into a double play. Mancia batting 255. Stottlemyre set. His pitch is popped in the air to short left center. Mantle coming on. Stretch coming on. And Stretch makes the running catch. A good play by Tommy Stretch in short left center field. Mantle cannot reach it. For the Red Sox in the top of the fifth, one run, two hits, no Yankee errors, one man left at the end of four and a half. The Yankees five and the Red Sox one.
That's your windshield being cleaned. You get guaranteed service. Every time. Where you see the Atlantic Red Ball sign. No need to put up with a dirty windshield. A clean windshield is an important part of your driving safety and pleasure. And it's a part of the service you get at your Atlantic Red Ball dealers. No ifs, ands, or buts. Wherever you see the Red Ball sign, your Atlantic dealer must offer to clean your windshield and check your oil, weather permitting, or you get your gasoline purchase free. Although this offer may vary in some states, Atlantic Red Ball service never varies. Look for the Red Ball at your Atlantic dealers. You get guaranteed service. Every time. Where you see the Red Ball sign.
For the Red Sox, Jay Ritchie is coming on. The Chicago White Sox failed to score in the top of the third, and at the end of two and a half now, it's the White Sox nothing and the Orioles nothing. Three up, three down for the White Sox. So in three innings, only nine White Sox players came to bat. Robin Roberts is on the mound for the White Sox, rather for the Orioles, and Joe Holland for the White Sox. Leading off for the Yankees here in the bottom of the fifth, Mel Stottlemyre, who hit a little Texas League single to short left center field in the third inning. Stottlemyre now 3 for 12 on the year. That's a 250 average. Ritchie's pitch is right in there, strike one call. Hefner worked the first four innings, giving up six hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out two, and was charged with five runs. Curve is in there. Strike two. That's Stottlemyre falling away from that overhand curveball. On deck, Bill Lynn. Curve hit on the ground to third. Malzone knocks it down and he can't make a play. Malzone charged that ball, trying to get around the short hop. It's an error. Charged to the Red Sox third baseman. That was a tough ball to decide whether to come in on or lay back and get the big hop. Malzone decided to charge it, tried to get it on the short hop, It hit off the heel of his glove and off the fingers of his throwing hand. So it's an error. The second error for the Red Sox in the ballgame. Here's Phil Lynn, double a left and hit into a double play. The stretch, Lynn squares around, bunt, foul. Strike one. In the third inning, Lynn's tried a bunt twice. Foul two off. And then hit into a double play when his soft liner was caught by Malzone, and Malzone doubled Stottlemyre off first. So the same situation right here. One strike on Lynn. On deck is Gonzalez. The pitch, Lynn swept the bunt, swings away. Ground ball to Malzone. He throws to Jones for one. He balls the ball. Jones tried to get rid of the ball. He had it momentarily, but not long enough for the umpire to say he had control of the ball. So there's an error for the shortstop. The second baseman, Dalton Jones, two errors in a row, and now the Yankees have runners at first and second, no one out, and Pedro Gonzalez the batter. Dalton Jones had to make a long run. He was playing over towards first, expecting Lynn to bunt him, and the ball was hit to Malzone. He had to catch the ball on a dead run, and as he caught it, he was trying to step on the bag and throw all in the same motion, and the ball squirted right out of the glove. So here's Gonzalez, who triple a right field to drive in Lynn's and scored on the overthrow by Jones. That's Jones' second error of this game. Then fly deep to left in the third. A stretch. Gonzalez scores around. Bunt down third. It's a good one. Now thrown up and it throws to first. Just in time to get Gonzalez. Sacrifice is successful. Stottlemyre moves to third. Lynn to second. Here's Tommy Stretch, who was called out on strikes and bounced to second base. The infield is in. The Yankees lead 5-1. The pitch is just to third high. Ball one. Tommy batting 254. Third, Lynn's off second. The windup, the pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. On deck, Mickey Mantle. This is the bottom of the fifth inning. Every game is an important ball game from here on into the rest of the season. Richie, into the windup. His pitch is low, ball two. Three-nothing to Stretch, who takes a long look down at Frank Rossetti. Now the windup. The pitch is low, ball four, and the bases are loaded, and Mickey Mantle coming up. Be the batter. A little huddle out on the mound with Tillman and Ritchie. Stretch at first. Lynn's at second. Stottlemyre at third. One out. Mantle has bounced it short and struck out. Mantle batting 309. Mantle has seven lifetime Grand Slam home runs to his credit. Infield and double play depth with one out and the base is loaded. It's to Mickey. A swing and a base hit to right center field. 2 runs will score. Stretch is going to third. The Yankees lead 7-1. Well, Mickey wasted no time on the first pitch. Stretch goes to third. The Yankees lead 7-1. Mantle now has driven in 88 runs this year, and Bobby Richardson goes in to run for Mickey Mantle. The batter is Joe Pepitone. Bounced to first and beat on an infield single. Featherstone batting 251. Runners at first and third with one out. The stretch, throw to first base, Richardson is back. The Orioles fail to score in the bottom of the third. At the end of three, it's nothing-nothing. Curve is over. Strike call.
The Orioles did get two bases.
With two out, Roberts single to right center, Snyder single to right, but Aparicio flied to Stevens for the third out. One strike on Pepitone. The stretch. Pitch to Joe. Low. One and one. Bill Stanswick, a left-hander, is up in the Red Sox bullpen. There's the stretch. Runners lead off first and third. The pitch is high. Two balls and a strike. On deck, Johnny Blanchard. Richardson is back. Bobby did not play in the doubleheader last night. Had a little touch of the virus. Pitch to Pepitone is low. Ball three, 3-1. The Yankees 7, the Red Sox 1. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. He said, there goes Richardson. The ball is popped up. And back of the plate, Richardson has time to get back to first. Tillman is there. He makes the catch in foul territory. That's two out, and the batter is Johnny Blanchard. Blanchard has bounced to second and lined a home run deep into the seats and right. Blanchard batting 236. Hector Lopez. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Blanchard. A curve high and inside. Ball one. They overshift on Johnny again. The stretch. The pitch is a little bit low. Two balls, no strikes. Richardson at first, Fresh at third with two outs. Two runs are in. I don't believe any of the runs scored so far, or any that might score, will be earned because of the two errors. First ball is low, ball three, 3-0. Johnny looks down at Frank Rossetti. Crow gives Blanchard a sign. They could possibly have Blanchard swinging away on a 3-0 pitch, knowing he's got to come in. Here's the stretch. The pitch, he takes it for a strike. Three balls and one strike. Richie leans over to get the sign. Runners lead off first and third. The pitch is high and outside, and that loads him up again. Blanchard to first, Richardson to second. Fresh is at third. Here is Hector Lopez. Fly to center and slice the homer into the right field seat. Hector 1-for-2, batting 264. Three men on, two out. Richie into the full windup. Pitch to Lopez is a curve high, ball one. Three runners leading away. Big right-hander with the slow windup. Fastball swung at him. Missed, strike one, 1-1. That's a sign to go to right field. Was a little late with that swing. Now the 1-1 pitch. Curve is just outside. Two balls and a strike. Valley. There it is, and it's low ball three. 3-1. On deck, Cleve Boyle. No place to put Lopez without forcing in a run. Bases loaded, 2 out. The Yankees 7, the Red Sox 1 in the bottom of the fifth. Now the 3-1 deliver. It's high and inside, ball four. Strike comes across the score. The Yankees lead 8-1. That's a run batted in for Lopez, his second of the ball game. The third war given up by Richie, and here comes Johnny Pesce out to the mound. Cleve Boyle will be the batter. The bases are loaded. And the Yankees leading 8-1. And a reminder that the slugging Minnesota Twins, out on the trail of the Yankees, all-time season home run record, return to New York for the last time on Friday night, September the 11th, Saturday afternoon the 12th, and for our finale on Sunday, September the 15th. Now, this will be your last chance this year to see Harmon Killebrew in his great bid to beat Babe Ruth and Roger Maris's coveted home run record. And before the game of Sunday, September 13th, longtime Yankee Jackie Farrell will be honored by many groups of fans who have been entertained by Jackie Farrell on the speaker's platform. Jackie is quite an institution here at Yankee Stadium, one of the most likable and lovable guys you'd ever want to meet. He will be on it on September the 13th, Sunday afternoon. Well, the new pitcher is walking in from the bullpen, and it's Bill Stanswyck, the left-hander. Richie worked a total of two-thirds of an inning, giving up one hit, walking three. Didn't strike out anybody. So far, has been charged with 3 runs, but all 3 runners on are Richie's responsibility. Stanswyck is making his 26th appearance of the year. He's won one and lost three. He's tall, 6'3 and 195 pounds. While Stanswyck is coming on, got another reminder for you. Do you have your copy of the revised Yankee yearbook? Well, you surely won't own one. Many fans tell us it's the best ever published. But regardless, this is a picture story of the 1964 Yankees, with a deep dip of nostalgia, a long look at the great Yankees of other years, too. Loaded with pictures and interesting features. You can obtain yours at Yankee Stadium or now by mail. Send 60 cents, including postage and mailing charges, to Yankee Yearbook, Bronx Central Post Office, Box 1964, Bronx, New York, zip code number 10451. Be sure to get the official Yankee Yearbook. We had guessed all runs this inning are unearned. Oh, the three that have been scored so far and any runs that might be scored from here on out. Remember, Stottlemyre got on by an error by Malzone, and Lynn's got on an error by Dalton Jones. And then Gonzalez sacrificed, so they figured there would have been 3 outs before any damage would have been done. Cleve Boyle, who has bounced to third twice, will be up with the bases loaded. Boyer batting 206. All right, Stanswyck is ready. Lopez at first. Blanchard at second. Richardson at third. Boyer is up there. Boyer has 2 lifetime Grand Slam home runs for his credit. The left-hander Bill Stanswyck gets the sign from Bob Tillman. This is the 9th Yankee to bat. Here in the bottom of the 5th. Pitch to Boyer. It's a curve outside. Ball 1. On deck, Mel Stottlemyre, who started the inning. Has driven in 2 runs, Blanchard 2, Mantle 2, Gonzalez 1, and 1 scored on an error. 1-0 pitch. Chuck swing, it's low. 2 balls and no strikes.
Aldrich's got to come in there. Left-hander takes a look at Richardson. Winds up, delivers a drive to straightaway center field, way back. Going back is Krimsky, backing up and making McMansion deep center. Well, the Yankees send 9 men to the plate. They score 3 runs on just 1 base hit. 2 Red Sox errors, 3 men left on base. At the end of 5, the Yankees 8 and the Red Sox 1.
Whenever you buy something for your car, a set of tires, a battery, or a new radio, chances are you choose the one that's guaranteed. That's the sensible thing to do. So why not be just as sensible about the gasoline you buy? Choose the one that's guaranteed. Atlantic Imperial, the clean carburetor gasoline. No need to tell you how deposits can build up in the throttle plate area of your carburetor and cause rough idling or stalling. You probably learned that from expensive experience. Well, Atlantic Imperial gasoline is guaranteed to dissolve those deposits and wash them harmlessly away as you drive. Just register with your Atlantic dealer. Then, after using 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial, your carburetor will be clean, or Atlantic will pay to have it cleaned according to a liberal payment schedule. See for yourself why it pays to choose the one that's guaranteed. Atlantic Imperial, the clean carburetor gasoline.
Some changes for the Yankees. Pedro Gonzalez has moved from second base to first base. Bobby Richardson goes in to play second base. And Joe Pepitone moves from first base to center field. And Bobby Richardson will be batting in the cleanup spot for the remainder of this game. That makes the hitter feel strong. Here's Carl Yastrzemski, single to right field, bounce to second base. Yastrzemski batting .293. The Yankees leading 8-1 in the top of the sixth. Mel Stottlemyre ready. His pitch is flying to right field for a base hit. Laying it on one hop, Hector Lopez, and Yastrzemski has his second base hit of the ballgame. The sixth hit for the Red Sox. Here's Dick Stewart. Bounced to short twice. Stewart batting .268. Stumpy has just come up with his seventh base hit in this series. Nobody out in the top of the sixth. Stretched by Stottlemyre. His pitch is low, ball one. On deck, Lee Thomas. White Sox failed to score in the top of the fourth inning. And now at the end of 3.5 is Chicago nothing and Baltimore nothing. Next pitch is low. Ball two, 2-0. Delivers it slow, ball three. Stewart was taking all the way on that pitch. 3-0 to count. Yankees 8, Red Sox 1, top of the sixth. Gonzalez playing in back of Yastrzemski at first base. Now the stretch. Stewart taking all the way. It's laid right down the middle. 3 balls, 1 strike. Stewart steps back to look down at Billy Hammond coaching at third. Stottlemyre started the stretch and stepped back off the rubber. Stewart wants to look at that ball. Bill Haller, the plate umpire, looks at it and looks like he's going to toss it out of play. He does. The Yankee right-hander set. Delivers a curve, pop foul, but it's coming back in the throw. Not out of play. Blanche is chasing it, but it's way back. A one-hand grab with a glove, though. Still a nice play. A southpaw caught that and gave it to his little brother or sister who's sitting with him. It's 3-2 on Dick Stewart.
The payoff pitch. Third hit on the ground slowly to third. They're going to have to let it roll. Boy is up and it goes to first, not in time. It looked like Boy was going to let it roll to see if it would go foul. That goes as an infield single for Stewart. Lee picked it up on a dead run. And his throw pulled Gonzalez off the bag. And Dick Stewart reaches for Gonzalez's glove to see if he's got the ball. And sure enough, Sergio had it, trying to pull the hidden ball set. That Stewart is a dandy, I'll say that. You watch him all game, you get a lot of thrills, surprises. That's the seventh hit for the Red Sox. Same as the Yankees. There's Lee Thomas, 0 for 2. Hit to the box, bounce to second. Ground ball to first base. Gonzalez goes to Lynn for one. Back to first, not quite in time. And Thomas blew it up and was almost double at first. He hit the ground ball, but man, now he kicks the bag. But I said it, if he had been doubled at first base, Johnny Presti might have been doing a little kicking of his own down there in the dugout. So they get Stewart at second on the fourth play, one away. And the batter is Mal Zone, line to center and boom. Looks to short. You don't often see a player do that. They all hustle 100%. Occasionally, they'll get mad at popping up or hitting a ground ball, but they don't usually slow down as they're running the beat out of double play. Gostrzemski at third. Thomas at first with one out. Pitch to Mal Zone. Line. Lindsay's got it. Picks it up. Close to Richardson for one. Back to first. Not in time. Caught that ball going to his right. Then it popped out of his glove. He picked it up just as it hit the ground. Pitch to Mal Zone. Line. Lindsay's got it. Picked it up. Goes to Richardson for one. Back to first. Not in time. And Lindsay caught that ball going to his right. Then it popped out of his glove. He picked it up just as it hit the ground. His throw to Richardson was good, but then Bobby could not get enough on it to get Mal Zone at first base. So it goes as a fourth play. From short to second. An RBI for Mal Zone as Gostrzemski scores, and that makes it an 8-2 ball game. And the batter is Eddie Brasseau, who is 2-for-2. Two singles. Batting .299. Mal Zone at first. Pitch to Brasseau. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Swing and a miss, strike two, nothing in two. Mal Zone at first with two outs. Stottlemyre sets. Pitch is low. One ball, two strikes. Something about Moose Cowan hitting a home run. There's a ground ball to third. Boyer up with it. Flips to Richardson for the fourth play. The Red Sox in the top of the sixth come up with one run, two hits. No Yankee errors. One man left at the end of five and a half. The Yankees 8, the Red Sox 2.
Summertime is vacation time, fun time, and family time. Time to get into your car and strike out along new trails to see more of this great country of ours. The fellow who said, see America, and of course you'll see more and see it better in the comfort of your own car. To help your car perform at its very best, choose the gasoline that's guaranteed, Atlantic Imperial. Some gasolines leave deposits in the throttle plate area, deposits that may cause rough idling, wasted gasoline, and stalling. So why take chances? Register with your Atlantic dealer. Then, after using 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial, your carburetor will be clean, or Atlantic will pay to have it cleaned, according to a liberal payment schedule. So, choose the one that's guaranteed. Atlantic Imperial gasoline. And enjoy a more carefree vacation. Wherever you travel, the mountains or the shore, Loafing along a winding country road or spinning away the miles on a six-lane thruway to another city, you'll see America best by car.
Right now we pause for station identification.
Present temperature at the Albany Airport, 86 sunny degrees.
Mel Stottlemyre will lead off for the Yankees. And here is the announcement that Bill Sharon has just homered in the top of the fifth inning for the White Sox, and they are leading 1-0 playing the top of the fifth. Stottlemyre has been on base twice. He singled and reached on an error. He scored once. Batting 225. Fenswick delivers. It's on the outside corner, strike one call. This is the third time that Stottlemyre has led off. The one strike pitch is high, 1-1. On deck, Bill Lins with Pedro Gonzalez to follow. Well, the Orioles, they failed to score in the fourth. The White Sox scored one run on one hit, the homer by Scow, and they lead 1-0 at the end of 4.5. Ball 2-1 to Stottlemyre. Off the screen, 2-2. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Strike three. Foul tipped it, but Tillman held on to it. First strikeout for Sandwich. One away, here's Lins. Lins doubled the left and scored in the first inning. Hit into a double play in the third and reached on an error and scored in the fifth inning. Still batting 261. Yankees 8, Red Sox 2 here in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch to Lins is a curve off it. Strike one call. Full foul, and Grissetti had to jump high in the air to get out of the way of that one. Crow is still nimble and quick down there at the coaching box. He's still the same playing weight as he was when he played with the Yankees way, way back. Keeps himself in real good physical condition. The two-strike pitch, curve is high. 1-2. Fenswick's pitch is fouled on the right field line. Back in the upper deck, and another great play by a fan in the first row of box seats. Fenswick into the windup. Strike three, swinging on a high, tight fastball. Two out here in the bottom of the sixth. The batter, Gonzalez. Triple to right, fly to left, and sacrifice. Pedro, 1-2. Batting an even 300. On deck, Tommy Trett. Gonzalez, low inside, ball one. Now the 1-0 delivery. Swing and a miss. He went after a high fastball. Looked like Pedro was guessing we're going to go for the down. A lot of batters, when they guess, will swing no matter where the ball is.
curve. Foul. Look out. Back in the foul. That hit anybody? They all ducked in time, and that's amazing. He sliced one off his bat right over the Yankee dugout low. They hardly had time to move. Curve hit on the ground at second base. Dalton Jones has it. Throws to Stewart in time. So, 1-2-3 innings for Stanford. Nothing across, and at the end of six, it's the Yankees 8 and the Red Sox 2. And now, on to the next portion of the ballgame. Brought to you by Winston. And if you're looking for flavor in a filter cigarette, change to Winston. America's largest selling filter cigarette by far. That the White Sox scored a run in the top of the fifth. They lead Baltimore 1-0 playing the bottom of the fifth. Coming on now to carry you the rest of the way, Mel Allen. Thank you very much, Bill. Hello there, everybody. We are awaiting the first batter to come up in the seventh inning for the Red Sox. Bob Tillman. Possibility of a pinch hitter. Due up for Fancy. Mel Stottlemyre leading 8-2 into the windup. Round comes the right arm. The pitch is in there for a strike. Tillman singled to left in the second inning and struck out in the fifth. Right-hander's pitch is swung on and grounded foul down the third baseline. Roman Mejias will bat for Bill Stanzik. Just now coming out on deck. The next delivery to Tillman. Runs the count to 1-2. And the pitch swung on, hit short on the hop. The throw to first from Lenz is in time, and there's one away. Now Roman Mejias. Batting 214. Williams and Renner from the Yankee bullpen. New York leading 8-2. It's the seventh inning. The pitch is a curve swung on and missed. Strike one. Mejias turned around, looked at Stottlemyre, and then he asked Howard, looked the ball over. Plate umpire does and throws it out. New in play. The next pitch, right in there, strike two, nothing in two. Fresh ball and a fresh curve. No balls, two strikes. Mejias batting for Stanford. Stottlemyre with the windup as delivers a fastball, hit over third and into left field for a base hit. He may go for two. He holds up as Stretch comes up with the ball, hits the strike. And the second base. Mejias hit it right off the handle. Broke his bat, but got a single. You know, that is an expression often used by everyone on the air, but it sounds so frequently at home. We know this through mail, that a man broke his back. And we've often got mail from people on how a fellow broke his back and still got a hit and saved the game. Dalton Jones fouls the pitch off to the left of the plate for a strike. The
second baseman, grounded out in the first inning to Gonzalez, who then was playing second. Drew a walk in the third, grounded to short in the fifth. Mejias leads away. The pitch is swung on and bounced to Gonzalez, who throws to the pitcher too late and gets away from Dobelmeyer. Gonzalez started to throw to second and then whirled and tossed it toward Dobelmeyer, who had come over to cover first, but it startled Dobelmeyer. And while it was not a wild toss, it was one that started, and he didn't get his hands up in time. So it's an error charged to Gonzalez. Felix Mantilla comes up. He grounded to third and short and flied to left. The pitch is low, ball one. Mejias on second, Jones on first. The Red Sox have had unusually fine success in this series with their pinch hitters getting aboard. Pitch to Mantilla. Misses, just inside, ball two. At bat, Yastrzemski on deck, one out, two aboard. Dottlemeyer stretches, and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one, two and one. The Red Sox, trailing 8-2, have the makings here. Now the pitch, swung on and fouled at a 2-2 count. Curveball. The Red Sox have used six pinch hitters in the series, and four of them have gotten aboard. Three on hits, one on a walk. Two balls, two strikes, two on. Runners lead away. Dottlemeyer's pitch is a curve, swung on and grounded foul. Down the third baseline. The boys are trying to hold a sign up down the left field sector, but they can't get it straightened out. Mejias leads away from second. Jones from first. Dottlemeyer to the stretch. The pitch to Mantilla swung on and lined into left field for a base hit. Mejias found third. He comes in to score. Stopping at second is Dalton Jones, and it's 8-3. I'd just like to tell you that on this day, the Imperial Club of Jessup, Pennsylvania has a tremendous delegation for the 19th consecutive year here. Their hope to make it 19 more years. Nice to have them. Stottlemeyer gets a hand as he leaves. Mickelson also had been warming up. And it's Mickelson coming in. Six in the third inning. Allowed nine hits. Two in this inning. Pitched effectively. As far as the hits were concerned. The error got him in the jam here. Yogi still has his bullpen heating up. We with Yastrzemski coming up and Stewart on deck. Stottlemyre gave up a hit in the first inning and two in the second after two were out. He lost one man in the third, which is the only pass he issued. Double play followed. He struck out Tillman in the fifth. And Hefner in the second for his only two strikeouts. Mickelson coming in for the 41st time has a record of 4-4. Roland Sheldon has gotten up now in the Yankee bullpen along with Rennett. Carl Yastrzemski, who will be coming up, has had 7 hits in the series. And while Mickelson throws, we'd like to express our thanks to Joe Generelli, a great baseball fan, and the fans of the Triple Cities of Binghamton, Johnson City, and Endicott. When they come to the stadium under the guidance of Joe Generelli. I'd like to recognize him publicly. He's made these trips for some 30 years successful. Now the pitch to Yastrzemski. Foul off to the left of the plate for a strike. Single to right in the first inning, ground in the second and the third, single to right in the sixth. Jones on second, Mantilla on first, and the pitch swung on and missed, strike two. New York leading 8-3, two men on, one out. Jones leading away from second. Mantilla from first. Mickelson's delivery. Sidearm sinker that's low. 1-2. Runners lead away. And the pitch. Swung on. Fouled. Out of the mitt. And Yastrzemski is still alive. Jones moves off second. Phoenix Mantilla off first. Mickelson's delivery. Outside. 2-2. Once again, the right-hander sets, delivers, and it's swung on a hit foul on the first baseline. Count remains 2-2. Jones moves off second. Mantilla off first. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Up comes Dick Stewart. Grounded to short in the first inning. This is short again in the fourth. And had an infield hit to third in the sixth. Stewart has excellent skill at hitting a sinker. He's had the chance to watch the movement of Mickelson's pitches. The delivery, the curve, instead, and fouled off to the right of the plate, out of play, strike one. It was a good call. He's been watching those sinkers come up there. straight away. The pitch to Dick Stewart. Inside. Ball one. One and one. Strike. Jones leads off second. Mantilla off first. The pitch is a curve and it's hit out to second. Richardson up with it. Flip to Lynn for the fourth out at second on Mantilla. Side is retired. One run. Two hits. One error. Two left on. And at the end of six and a half innings, New York 8. Boston 3.
Looking for flavor in a filter cigarette? Change to Winston.
Yes! If you're looking for good flavor in a filter cigarette, change to Winston. For flavor in a filter cigarette, hey, it's Winston. Because Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Winston is the filter cigarette with flavor. For only Winston gives you both a modern filter and filter blend up front. Filter blend means fine tobaccos, specially selected, then specially processed for the best taste in filter smoking. Next pack, make it flavor. Make it Winston, America's largest selling filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Change to Winston.
In the last half of the seventh inning, Dave Gray comes in to replace Fantry, who worked an inning in the third. Struck out two men. Did not allow a run. So Dave Gray from Ogden, Utah, making his seventh appearance of this season. 21 years old. Did not make an appearance until June the 14th. He only worked 9 2/3 innings altogether in 6 appearances and has allowed 9 runs. 6 foot, 190-pound right-hander. Walked 15 men. He's also struck out 12, so he's one of those fellows that Red Sox see a fine future in, but have to hold on to for the present. Tom Sashuk takes it low and inside for a ball as we play in the last of the seventh. Last year at Waterloo, in 21 games, Gray won 3, lost 11, pitched the 90 innings, and struck out 122 men. Also walked 101. Pitches outside, strike for a ball. Two balls, no strike. Next delivery pops out of the mitt of Bob Tillman. Fastball, it's over for a strike, 2-1. At the end of 6 innings, the White Sox won, Baltimore nothing. Now Lopez has gone to his defensive pattern in the outfield. Here's the pitch stretch. Fastball just misses. 3-1. Hershberger to right. Roy Robinson moves to left. And in the last of the sixth, Aparicio grounded out. Hanson Scowen to start the inning. Next pitch crashes high for ball four, and he walks. Sebrin flied out and short left. Brooks Robinson reached first in an error by Al Weiss. And then Bowens struck out. Bobby Richardson hitting fourth in the order. Takes a fastball for a strike. Bobby went in to run for Mantle after Mantle singled in the fifth inning. So this is his first appearance at the plate. Dave Gray, the right-hander, delivers outside. Ball one, one and one. 8-3, New York. It's the last half of the seventh inning. To the stretch, and the pitch is low. Ball two. Two and one. At the end of this inning, we'll give you a rundown on the scores. Reminding you also at this time that this concludes the Yankees' brief homestand. They head for the West Coast tomorrow. There goes the runner. The pitch is swung on and fouled off upstairs. Trench has to hold up. Retreat to first. A 2-2 count. The Yankees will engage the Los Angeles Angels Tuesday and Wednesday night. We'll be on the air at 10:55. And at 4:25 Thursday afternoon. Then it's to Kansas City, where we have three ball games at three different times. Right now, the stretch by Dave Gray. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. We'll be on the air from Kansas City Friday night at 8:55, Saturday night at 7:55, and Sunday afternoon at 3:55. We shall also televise all three games from Kansas City, 9 o'clock Friday night, 8 o'clock Saturday night, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The pitch to Richie, swung on and missed, strike three. Bobby Richardson strikes out on a low outside curve. Dave Gray, due to his pitching pattern, walks one, strikes out one. Here's Joe Pepitone, grounded to first, had an infield hit and fouled to catch him. The delivery to Pepe, swung on and missed, strike one. Gray, I'm just trying to pick it up off his delivery. Before, he throws hard. It doesn't give you the appearance of it. Now the pitch, swung on and fouled back. Two strikes, nothing in two. On first with one out, two strikes on Joe Pepitone, 8-3 New York, seventh inning. The delivery. Strike three. The claims that Pepitone swung at the ball. That was a peculiar one. He didn't indicate that the ball hit the bat. And Pepe didn't take a cut, but he might have just pushed at it by him to try to pull the bat back. Here's John Blanchard, grounded to second, homered, and walked. Pitch on the way. Fastball outside. Ball one. 8-3, New York. That's the last of the seventh. Gray's pitch is low. Ball two. I have to remind you also about Labor Day. The Yankees play a morning game in Minnesota and then a night game. They're looking around for something to do in the afternoon. They picked up a sandlot game. The pitch to Blanchard is low, ball three. Labor Day at Minnesota. We'll be on radio at 11:55 in the morning and 8:55 at night. And on television, 12 noon and 9 at night. The 3-0 pitch to Blanchard. Swung on and missed. 3-1. I don't know that we've missed any hours so far on this road trip that we speak of. Three balls, one strike, two down. And the pitch, Blanchard, is swung on and popped up toward third. Malzone coming in and fouls down, makes the catch. And so the side is retired without a fair ball being hit. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. At the end of the seventh inning, Yankees 8, the Red Sox 3.
Say, if you're like millions of other people, you'll probably be taking the family to New York this summer to take in the spectacular New York World's Fair. What a show and what a good time awaits you. But remember, you haven't seen New York till you see one of its most exciting attractions, the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium. The most famous team in baseball, playing in the most famous stadium in baseball. It's baseball at its big league best. A game at Yankee Stadium is something you, and especially the kids, will remember for a long time. And Yankee Stadium is so easy to get to. Just a 15 or 20 minute drive from Midtown New York, or take the subway, another of New York's famous attractions. It leads you off right in front of the stadium. So if you're coming to New York, remember, you haven't seen New York till you see the world famous New York Yankees at historic Yankee Stadium. See you at Yankee Stadium.
Well, the Yankees hit the road after this game. They'll be back to the stadium Friday night, September 11th, to face the home run happy Minnesota Twins, the Killer Blue Allison, and the rookie sensation Tony Oliva. Hope you'll make your plans to be here. The White Sox failed to score in the seventh inning. Baltimore batting, and it is 1-0. At the end of six and a half innings in favor of Chicago and Skyler and Tomer. Harlan against Roberts. Washington and Minnesota won all, end of 2.5. Osteen against Pasquale. Cleveland and Kansas City playing a doubleheader, but they've not started yet. Detroit at Los Angeles single game later. In the National League, Cubs 4, Mets 2 at the end of 3. Larry Jackson against Ribas. Lee Thomas leading off in the 8th. Lifts a fly ball along the left field line and foul. Billy Williams homered one on the 3rd. Pittsburgh 6, Philadelphia nothing, 10 to 3.5 innings. Beal against York, Roebuck in the 2nd, Wise in the 3rd. Cincinnati 2, Houston 1 at the end of 5 innings, Perkey against Bruce. First game of 2. Pete Mickelson delivers to Lee Thomas. Swung on, there's a high pop foul. Playable over near the stand by Blanchard, and he has it. Milwaukee 6, Giants 3 at the end of 3 innings. Oliva relieved Larry in the 4th for Milwaukee. Shaw relieved Bowen in the 3rd for the Giants. Here's Frank Malzone, who swings and fouls the first pitch down the 3rd baseline. Hart homers with one on for the Giants in the 1st. Carty and Matthews in the 1st for Milwaukee. They're playing 2. Dodgers 1, Cardinals nothing, end of 5.5. Miller against Simmons. Mickelson's curve is outside. Ball 1, 1-1. Now the pitch, swung on and lined down the left field line into the corner. The ball kicks off and Tresh falls down trying to field it. In the 2nd goes Malzone with a stand-up double. Ed Brasseau coming up. They paid attendance today. 23,256. together with drafts employees and servicemen are admitted free. An overall total of 25,751. Ed Brasseau, right-hand batter, takes it inside, ball one. Brasseau, single to left, had an infield hit in the fifth and grounded the third in the sixth. Malzone on second, one out. The pitch is inside for ball two, 2-0. Delivery. Silver, strike one, 2-1. Mickelson delivers, swung on and fouled back. Strike two, 2-2. Unmolested. And the pitch. Way outside. Ball three. Full count. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on and grounded foul to the left of the plate. Three and two on Ed Brasseau. Frank Malzone moving away from second. 8-3 New York. Pete Mickelson's pitch is inside for ball four and Brasseau walks. Brings up Bob Tillman. Swing of the left, struck out and down at the short. Could mean a pinch hitter for Dave Gray. They pitch to the right-hand batter as the curve outside. Ball one. Yankee bullpen is alerted.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Line one. Sheldon and Hamilton. One ball, one strike. The next pitch is swung on and fouled back. Orton has come out to hit. For Gray, Tony Orton. Now the pitch. Dips low. Ball two. 2-2. The sinker pitch that Mickelson throws is delivered sidearm motion. And this time he throws a curve outside. Ball three. With a full count, one out, two men on, awaits the pitch. Here it is. And he takes it inside. Ball four, that loads the bases. Malzone moves over to third. Brasseau to second. Tillman to first. And Tony Horton is coming up to pinch it. We'll pause for station identification.
Your home of Champion Station, WOKO, 1460 Radio in Albany, New York. The time? Now 18 before 4, the temperature 88.
68, right-hand batter. Three men on and one out now. They pitch, the right-hand batter, swung on, grounded to third. Boyer over to Richardson. Richardson over to Gonzalez. It's a double play. And the side is retired. No runs, one hit. No errors, two men left on. At the end of 7.5 innings, New York 8, Boston 3.
Front in flavor, it's Winston.
So if you're looking for good taste in a filter cigarette, change to Winston for flavor in a filter cigarette. Make it Winston, because Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Winston is the filter cigarette with flavor, for only Winston gives you both a modern filter and filter blend up front. Filter blend means fine tobaccos, specially selected, then specially processed for the best taste in filter smoking. Next pack, make it flavor. Make it Winston, America's largest selling filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Change to Winston.
Last of the eighth, Ed Connolly is coming in to do the pitching, replacing Babe Gray, for whom Horton batted and banged into the double play. The fifth Boston pitcher, Bob Hefner of Allentown, Pennsylvania, who started, went four innings and allowed five runs, giving up six hits. Richie worked two-thirds of an inning. Is charged with three runs, not all earned, gave up only one hit, two errors set it up, and a walk, then Mantle singled before he left the game. Spandrick went an inning in the third, didn't allow a hit, nor a run, and as we come into the last of the eighth, it'll be the bottom third of the Yankee order, Lopez, Boyer, and Nicholson. Chicago leading 1-0 in the seventh on Scarron's homer earlier in the game. Earl Robinson grounded out, second to first, but then Charlie Lau doubled off the fence in right field. Savarine went in to run for Charlie Lau. Then Jerry Adair hits the first pitch to Pete Ward at third. He bobbled the ball and was charged with an error. The pitch to Boyer swung on and lined in the left, and it's in there for a hit. Boyer. Savarine, who was running for Lau, held second, but Adair was safe at first on Ward's error. Thus, there were runners on first and second and one out in the last of the seventh when Bob Johnson came up to hit for Robin Roberts, who also grounded to Ward. Ward took the ground ball, stepped on third base to force Savarine, and threw to first base to Scarron to double up the pinch hitter and end the threat. And thus, at the end of seven innings, it's still 1-0 in favor of Chicago. Nicholson is the batter. Tried to bunt, just found foul it off. He tries to bunt again and fouls it off. Two strikes.
clear to a great extent. The situation in Baltimore would depend on Haaland's ability to hold the Orioles in check, but they're great late finishers, as you know, this year. Now the pitch, and it's low and inside to Mickelson. Ball one, 1-2. Connolly delivers. The ball is bunted right to the mound. The play will be to first base. Dalton Jones covering. Sacrifice for Mickelson. Connolly made an error common to a lot of pitchers. He fielded the ball and then looked at the plate for a good full second. Now, if you don't think a second means a lot when there's a chance for a play and another base, or even a double play. Even if he had a play at second base, he lost it there. And I think he had a play if he was feeling the ball whirled and thrown. But of course, he has to have the catcher yell to him. He may not have heard him right. Here's Phil ends up. Boyer on second. The pitch is a curveball over. Strike one. Nothing in one. That so frequently happens. Catch your yell, second base, and you just won't hear it. But that is a bad time to debate or ask questions. The pitch is inside, blocked nicely by Tillman. One ball, one strike. You know, Tillman goes along day after day, but doing an excellent job. Connolly's 1-1 pitch to the curve inside. 2-1. Phil Lynn's opened the game with a double to left, and he lined the third into a double play, and save for an error and struck out. 2-1 count on the right-hand batter. The pitch is way outside, ball three. Try to screwball. The 3-1 pitch. Swung on and popped foul upstairs. Full count. This is the final game of the short homestand of six games. Ed Conley's delivery swung on as a high fly ball down the left field line, and it's going foul. Yankees split with the Senators, taking 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox. At the start of the homestand, they were 5 games behind the Orioles. They have managed thus far to pick up 1 game in the standings. Connolly's pitch swung on and lined in the center, and it's going to be in there for a base hit. Around third comes Boyer, and on in to score. 9-3, New York. Phil Lynn is playing beautiful music with the bat. Gonzalez, who tripled a right in the first inning, completed the circuit when a relay, the Dalton, was thrown in the stands. Swings and sends a drive into straightaway center. Yastrzemski waits and takes it. New York in the last game. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left on. At the end of eight innings, New York 9, Boston 3.
Valentine beer, Valentine beer. Summertime's a thirsty time. Don't run out of old Valentine. Look for the coat of old signs and coat home plenty. Coat them home plenty, Valentine. Summertime's a thirsty time. Don't run out of cold Valentine. Look for the totem pole sign. A totem plenty. A totem home plenty, Valentine beer. Totem home plenty, Valentine.
Nothing turns your thirst to a smile faster than a cold, crisp Valentine. So it's wise to keep plenty on ice. Next time you shop, look for the Valentine totem pole sign. It's a reminder to tote home plenty of Valentine. Tote home plenty Valentine beer and get a smile every time.
End of the ninth inning. And it's the top of the order. Dalton Jones, Felix Mantilla, and Carl Yastrzemski. With Pete Mickelson seeking to protect the lead for Mel Stottlemyre, who retired in the seventh inning of one out. Jones, left-hand batter. Mickelson's pitch is bunted, and nicely, they better let it roll. Foul. Strike one. You could see he had that one beaten. They let it roll, and he went foul. Minnesota leads Washington 2-1 in the 4.5 innings. Pasquale and Osteen. Cleveland and Kansas City about to get underway in the first game of the doubleheader. The pitch to Jones is swung on and foul off the plate. Bailey will be pitching for Cleveland. Here's the pitch to Jones, and it's low. And for Kansas City, it'll be O'Donohue. The next delivery swung on. A ground ball hits the second. Richardson up with it. Throws to Gonzalez. One away. In the National League, Cubs 4, the Mets 2 at the end of 4. Jackson and Redman. Williams homers in the third and one on. Pittsburgh leads Philadelphia 6-0 at the end of 5. Beal against Short with Roebuck and Wise in relief. Felix Mantilla awaits the pitch. Swings at the first one, as is his usual custom, and fouls it off. Strike one. Houston 4, Cincinnati 2 at the end of 6 innings in the first game. Next pitch hits Mantilla on the back. Attempted curve. Didn't do much breaking. Bruce for Houston, Percy for Cincinnati. That's all relieved in the seventh. The Giants picked up 6 runs in the fourth inning to go ahead of Milwaukee. 9-6. 9-6 now at the end of 5 innings of play. Carl Yastrzemski is the batter. He swings and lines the first pitch to right field for a base hit. Mantilla turns second, holds up. Throw comes in to Richardson. That's the 8th hit in the series for Yastrzemski. Brings up Dick Stewart. Had 1-for-4. Larry, Oliva, and Heff for Milwaukee. Bolin, Shore, and Odell the pitchers for the Giants. Hart, Homer, one on with the Giants. And Cardi and Matthews, Homer for Milwaukee. to Dick Stewart. Inside for a ball. Cards two, Dodgers one in the sixth. Simmons for St. Louis. Larry Miller gave way to Bob Miller in the sixth for the Dodgers. Now the next pitch, it's in there for a strike. 1-1 count. Mantilla leading off second, Yastrzemski off first. And the delivery, swung on and foul to the left of the plate, running two. Lee Thomas on deck. Mantilla leading away from second. Carl Yastrzemski from first. And the pitch to Stewart. Outside, the ball gets away from Blanchard, and the runners advance to base each. Mantilla to third, Yastrzemski to second. It scored as a wild pitch. Two count. Runners on second and third. One out. Ninth inning. 9-3, New York. Dick Stewart was digging in. Now he asked for time. Steps out. Now he's back in. Mickelson's delivery. Curve swung on and missed. Strike three. And Stewart. Down to the second and first and foul of the catcher. The pitch is low, ball one. Stewart went for a very high let up curve and expressed his anger in front of the crowd. Here's the pitch. Low, ball two. Pitch is just foul on the third baseline. Runners lead away from second and third. The next pitch is swung on and golf deep to right field. The ball is going foul. The White Sox in the eighth inning started out with Hanson leading out a single to deep third. Martin singled to right but was picked off overrunning the bag. Here's the pitch, swung on, grounded to short. Lins up with it, throws to Gonzalez, and the ball game is over. And Lee Thomas did an odd thing. He threw his helmet out into right field. Hector Lopez picked it up and will return it to Lee. I don't think I've ever seen that done in the end of a game. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on. 11 left on altogether by the Red Sox. The Yankees win it 9-3. I'll be back in a minute with the totals and highlights.